I told him, I said, then if you had any sense and was a decent man, you wouldn't call a woman a bitch. I said, because you're cussing your mother. I said, you're the son of her, and your mama's the bitch. And I tried to
yeah, we had breaking hands like that.
But I said, God's going to put you down. I got on my knees. I said, Lord, you know his heart, and you know mine. The next week, he's on the stick. The next week, he couldn't come down the steps. He was in the hospital 2 weeks. Then they brought him back here. White lady brought him here. They got a little yellow bus or green something. They called the poor people back and forth from the hospital.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And a little white lady brought him here. And she said, she brought him up the steps. She said, is anybody here to wait on him? I said, no, ma'am. This ain't a nursing home. I said, it's for old people, but you have to be able to wait on yourself or have somebody else to come in. Well, she said, well, I've done all I could do. She brought him in, had him upstairs. He went in his room. Well, when she left, he sat out there on the porch. He wouldn't ask me. He was mad with me, so he wouldn't ask me to call a cab for him like he'd been. I read all his mail, and when he opened it, I don't open nobody's mail because I taught not to do that. And so, but if you open it and ask me to read it, I'd read it. His check was $168. I carried it on upstairs to him because he couldn't come down. The stop not cared. But he sat out there and tried to flag down cabs, and they'd just gone about the business. He called the children, they'd ignore him. And it was so cold one day, he sat out there. I went there to the phone and called the cab, told him to come there and pick him up. Well, he went on, he got his liquor and beer and stuff. Old vinyl sausages, that's what he had a garbage up under his bed where he'd eat and throw all them empty bottles up under there and old garbage, old cans he'd eat out of and had done messed all over the bed and put newspapers on top of that and was laying on that. Then he nailed himself up in there and wouldn't let nobody in. I called, he got so sick. Wallace ain't never come. He wouldn't pay no attention. So,
is Wallace lazy or just good for nothing?
Wallace got money, he got property, and he takes over other people's property. He's been in real estate for 40 some years. When he's a young boy, he's working for Hansley, when them doors used to open around this way on 12th Street side. He was there, a young boy, working for Hansley Real Estate. Now he has his own real estate place and other people's houses and his. And he got two secretaries works in there. But he's got all the funds. But that's reason he won't give up the place. It makes Sister Selena and them so mad. Now when I come here, Miss was here. Well, she was too young to stay in here, but he told her if she take care of the place and keep it clean, she could stay here for her rent. But she tried to turn it into a night spot. She went to drinking liquor back here every weekend and having her people up here and turning old folks from the door, saying there wasn't no room here. Well, he put out. He wrote her a letter. She didn't go. He brought the sheriff on a Sunday, and she moved that Monday. Well, now, she was taking care of the place. He's supposed to pay somebody. All I'm supposed to do is tend to my room and leave that kitchen clean for the next fella. Well, I ain't never left nothing behind me. Mm-hmm. I don't leave a spoon in the sink. He said, I ain't never had no mess there, is there? Mm-hmm. I washed out the bowl and make up this and then wash it out and make up the other. Mm-hmm. I don't make no mess. I wasn't taught like that. And so he said, well, Miss, I done put Miss out. He said, I have to hire somebody to come up there and clean the house. I said, Miss, because I'm old enough for his grandma, but I just stayed in company because he's in a business. I said, Mr. You say it's my home. I take care of it.